Forces Radio.
This is Forces Radio.
Forces Radio. This is BFBS.
BFBS. Original Music Specials.
Matt Cardle. In Session.
Just a couple of weeks ago, multi-platinum singer-songwriter, winner of The X Factor, Matt Cardle, joined me in studio for one of his most honest and open interviews to date. With acoustic performances from the brand new album, Time to Be Alive, Matt Cardle is in session.
It's just you.
Matt!
Jay! Hello, mate!
We are so chuffed to have you with us for your Forces Music Special.
Oh, mate, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, honestly.
You've brought the guitar, you've got your mate on keys. You're going to be playing some tracks live for us as well.
We will do. We're going to play The Desire, the new single, and we're going to play another track from Time to Be Alive and also a little cover of Sia.
I love that. Wait. I want to get into everything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit the back button. I'm going to start straight from the beginning, okay? No. You're actually born in Southampton.
That's right.
Coming from one of the biggest seafaring cities in the UK,
mm-hmm.
home to the Spitfire.
Yes.
You could practically see HM Naval Base Portsmouth out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you not think about joining the armed forces at one point?
Do you know, I really did, Jay. I honestly did. I was in cadets all through school.
Really?
It was a huge passion of mine, and I really, really did want to follow it through.
So what age were you when you joined the army cadets?
Yes, I was all through school, man. I was just, they sort of plotted up in the hut up the end, and they came to one of the assemblies and like, by the way, we're the army cadets. And I was done. I'm like, right, I'm in first. And you know, I was there all the way till, you know, I think they end at about 15 16, the cadets finish, you have to make your mind up, are you going to go into the forces or are you going to go and get a job?
Yeah.
By that time I was in a band and I was being naughty and whatnot, but I guess, you know, no mean feat, I was a good cadet, you know, but I just think I excelled at the music more, and I think that was more accessible to me at the time. I really did genuinely want to do that. I have been around Spitfire, so you mentioned Spitfire. A friend of mine, Richard Grace, they own the Grace Spitfire, you know, one of the only two-seater training planes still around. I had the pleasure of working on that a couple of summers, you know, just repainting, and just being around a Spitfire is enough for anyone. You know, they just crank that thing over, turn over the Merlin, and you're just like, oh God, it's just something to behold. It really is.
Come back to your music. You did actually get into it quite early, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was around sort of 6 years old. I mean, I'd always made noise. I'd always kind of been singing and humming and all this kind of stuff. But I mean, really started to sing properly at about 8 or 9, and then picked up the guitar around sort of 10, 11 years old.
If you had an artist that you wanted to aspire to be like, who would it have been?
I mean, at the time, I guess Daniel Johns from Silverchair was a huge hero of mine. Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam, Brian Molko, Placebo, all this kind of stuff. That was where I wanted to be. Dave Grohl, although, like, it took me a while to get my head around the Foo Fighters after, you know, I got into Nirvana after Kurt was dead, you know. I was just like, you know, when I was fascinated, and I was like, he's what? What happened? Oh my God, are you kidding? So, like, I had this affinity with Nirvana and this just complete, like, an utter, like, he had me, Kurt had me, I was there. So when Dave went and did Foo Fighters, I was like, no, 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 that's not all right. In my head, I'm like, ah. And then I saw him at V97, makes me feel old. And I was like, nah, you're right, Dave, he's a hero. The fact that he can be part of a band like Nirvana that paved the way for so much other music, and then to go on and do Foo Fighters, which just absolutely nailed it every time, if you're honest.
There goes my hero.
You're listening to Forces Radio. BFBS. Matt Cardle in session.
Matt, many of the Forces world will know you from winning the X Factor in 2010. Record numbers that year. 20 million people watched Dermot announce you winner. Yeah. I mean, what was it like?
Oh, mate, it was just, it was one of the most surreal experiences. I was freaked out. And look, I don't get starstruck. I'm not that kind of person. But just being there with Cheryl, Louis, Danny and Simon, just knocking about, you know, that will numb you to any of that stuff. When they told me that I'd won, honestly, I kind of raised about 3 inches off the ground and then I floated around like that for probably about 6 months. I didn't know where I was, what I was doing. People, everybody seemed to know who I was. People literally running and jumping on me in the street. It was really, really, and that's not what I got into it for. You know, I got into it as anyone credible like yourself would get into because they want a recording deal, they want to make an album, they want to be the artist that they feel that they could be. I happened to go about it the most public way possible, you know, on a year that just, you know, it was unprecedented numbers. I think the fame side of things really messed with me. I'm still the same bloke that went into the show. I don't have an ego to inflate. I don't, you know, I'm never that kind of person. But it just confuses you.
When We Collide, Biffy Clyro, that was your winner single, went to number one straight away, became the second biggest selling single of 2010. Were you a big fan of Biffy at the time?
Yeah, I was. And weirdly, we mentioned Spitfires earlier. The first time I'd ever heard that song, I was underneath the wing, just cleaning the rivets, you know, scrubbing. I had all that nitromorse all over my face. And I just remember lying there, sweating, cleaning this thing. And I heard, "You see, I love you, boy," piped into the hangar. And I was like, whoa, just everybody just stopped. We just lay there and listened to the whole song. Straight away, I was like, what is this? And I remember sitting in the studio when they told me what my winner's single was going to be, and I put my fingers in my ears. I just didn't want to do something cheesy, if you know what I mean. He said, "It's Many of Horror, Biffy Clyro." And I was like, "You, what? That's my winner's single." You know, bumped into Simon Neil and the rest of the band at the Kerrang Awards, and I just apologised profusely for the key change and the name change. And they're like, "Don't worry about it, mate. It's fine. We get it." I'm like, "It wasn't me, Simon. It wasn't me."
You say I love you. All the same, I don't know why. 'Cause when my back is turned, my bruises shine. Our broken fairy tale, so hard to hide. We collide, we come together.
till the end of time. Oh, when we collide, we come together. If we don't, we'll always be apart. I'll take your bruise, I know it worth it. When you hit me hard.
Forces Radio.
Matt Cardle. In session.
BFBS.
Matt, we've been talking about The X Factor. One of the things you did was actually duet with Rihanna.
Yeah.
What was it like for you to come from where you had come from and then duet with, well, one of the biggest female artists in the world?
Yeah, I mean, that in itself was just... I didn't feel worthy at the time. I didn't feel justified to be doing it. I knew until such time that I'd made a record, I was just a contestant. And I knew that in the real world... which this was not, that would never be happening unless I was some multi-cabillion selling artist that could just go and walk into a duet with Rihanna. That was never going to happen. So I was aware of that, it being like par for this course that I was on. I was constantly trying to find the reality in the situation, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then she walks out with that dress split up to her hip and I'm just like, what is my life? What the hell is going on?
We have seen it and you get a little raunchy. Come on, you were a bit of a boy back then. Did you maybe try it on with Rihanna at one point?
No, do you know what? I did quite the opposite, Jay. It's so funny. So I just won and I was like, please, can I just have 2 minutes to myself? And I was like, I just want to be alone for a minute. And Brian Friedman went, go and use my room, take five. And this is about half an hour after curtain come down. And my tour manager came and was like, Matt, I've got a phone call for you. And I'm like, you know what? I wasn't like, oh, get at it. I was just like, mate, please just give me. He's like, no, you're going to want this one. And I'm like, okay. It's Rihanna on the phone. She calls up from Barbados to congratulate me on winning. And inside my mind, I'm like, don't let it get awkward. Don't let it get awkward. Please don't let this get awkward. So she was like, hey, congratulations and stuff. I'm like, oh, mate, thanks so much. Yeah, amazing. But anyway, look, thanks for the call. I let you go. And she's like, I was like, okay, cool. Bye. Bye. Basically hung up on her, right? Trying to save myself from being awkward. And my tour manager's watching me with his jaw on the floor going, what are you doing? Ask her something. Ask her if she's in the UK. Does she want to hook up? You're like, you idiot. I'm like, I just didn't want it to get awkward. That's true.
That is incredible.
Sorry.
She probably put the phone down and said, what a rude boy.
No, exactly. Trying to play it cool with me.
Yeah, she probably wrote that song about you.
Come here, rude boy, boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, boy, is she big enough?
I'm here with platinum-selling artist and songwriter Matt Cardle for his music special. Matt, the new album, Time to Be Alive, is out now.
It is.
It's great to have you with us.
Oh, it's so good to be here. So good to see you, Jay. It's been a long time.
You know, we teased it earlier. You brought the guitar. You've got your mate on keys as well. Mm-hmm. You're going to do a bit of a cover for us.
We are. We're going to do you Chandelier by Sia. I love it. I've been a huge fan of Sia ever since 07. You know, it's one of those songs, again, a little bit like the Biffy song. The first time I heard it, I was like, wow, fair play. What a huge tune. And then I saw just a, you know, where they just isolate the vocal. And I just watched that on YouTube, and it was her on Letterman or something. And then I was just blown away. Her voice, her talent is just, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? Push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time, call phones blowing up, ringing my doorbell. Feel the love, feel the love. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Throw them back till I lose count. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier, from the chandelier. Like it doesn't exist. I'm gonna fly like a bird for the night. Feel my tears as they dry. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier, from the chandelier. I'm holding on for dear life. Won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full until morning light. I'm just holding on for tonight. Holding on for dear life. Won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full until morning light. 'Cause I'm just holding on for tonight. Sun is up, I'm a mess, I gotta get out now. Gotta run from this. Here comes the shame, here comes the shame. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Throw them back, I lose count. Tears as they dry. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier, from the chandelier. Help me, I'm holding on for dear life. Won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full until morning light. 'Cause I'm just holding on for tonight. Help me, I'm holding on for dear life. Won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full until morning light. 'Cause I'm just holding on for tonight. On for tonight. On for tonight.
Forces Radio.
The FBS.
Matt Cardle in session.
We're going to talk about X Factor some more, okay? Because the year that you won it, it's a bit of a momentous year. When you look at the talent that was on it, we had Rebecca Ferguson, amazing.
Amazing.
One Direction.
Yeah.
They went on to become the biggest boy band on earth.
They did, yeah.
as someone that won The X Factor, what was your take on it all?
Yeah, I mean, it was a decision that I would have made if I was Simon. They put those guys together on the show. I think it was Nicole Scherzinger was instrumental in it. She was like, look, let's put some boys together. You know, their decision to push them the way that they did and to kind of prioritise them out of everybody that came out of that year was the right decision, you know. And I think anyone in Simon or Psycho Records' position would have done exactly the same thing. Yeah. They're five beautiful boys that can all sing really well, you know. They were all up for doing, you know, what was asked of them in that band, and now they can, you know, we're reaping the rewards of it. Well, they are, you know.
Do you look at any of the boys now as solo artists and go, yeah, mate, you're killing it, this is brilliant?
I do. I think they're all doing brilliantly in their own right. And I think I said this to someone the other day. Personally, I thought Pillow Talk was just an incredible song. Zane, yeah. You know, his voice. Harry with Sign of the Times. Again, I just, if I had to just, if I was limited to two. Okay.
I want one. Okay. I want one. Pick one.
Don't make me do that, Zane. Zane, I'm sorry, just Zane was first with Pillow Talk. You know, Zane came out and he dropped that tune and it is big. Yeah, I mean, it is big. Sorry, boys. I mean, like, I'd say all of you, but Jay's bashed me into a corner.
Climb on board. We'll go slow and high tempo. Light and dark. Hold me hard. Seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll stop the neighbors in the place that feels the tears. It's a paradise, and it's our war zone. Pillow talk, my enemy, my ally. Prisoners, then we're free, it's a thin line. I'm seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll stop the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty and wrong. In the better day, better day, better day. Loving and fighting, no, it's a paradise. It's a war zone. It's a paradise, and it's a war zone.
BFBS Original Music Specials.
Matt Cardle in session.
Matt, let's get back to you. Brand new album out, Time to Be Alive. When you look back at the how you made your first album. You made three albums in 3 years, which is incredible. I'm like, how did he do that?
I don't know.
But what was the difference between your first album? Of course, you're back at Sony. Mm-hmm. You're back where you made the first record. What was the difference in making the first album and then this new one?
Do you know what? The difference was me, Jay, if I'm honest. It's like I was a little bit older, a lot wiser. I mean, still a complete fool, but like just in terms of the industry, I knew what I wanted to get out of it. I knew how to get what I wanted to get out of it. And again, one of the huge things was that I had something to write about, you know, and I really did. Whereas the others, I was beginning to regurgitate by album three, and I'm just like,
you know, this talk about the second and third album, still top 10 successful albums, but very much independent albums.
Totally. You know, again, the second album was one thing that I have no regrets. If I'd have done anything differently, I would have waited slightly. I felt, because I'd left Sony and because it was so public, that I needed to fight back. That's what the second album really was like, do you know what, a massive finger up to anyone who thought that I was just going to disappear. That's kind of where the fire came from. It's, you know, there's a lot about that in the album itself. It was just like I felt like I needed to hit back, you know, in a way, and it did, and it was quite satisfying to chart one above any other Sony artist that week of release. They must have looked at that in the atrium at the time and were like, we dropped him last year, okay fine, you know, and through my own wallet. And I was so proud of it, and I still am today. After, I think, was when things started to kind of spiral out of control for me personally, because leaving Sony and that hurt, that really cut me deep. And, you know, my relationship falling to pieces, you know, at the same time, this time around has suddenly become very easy because I've taken my time. It's about something so personal to me. It's not just another heartbreak album that I had kind of tried to rehash 2 years on the trot. This is about something that happened to me, you know, took me through a real, real dark place, you know, struggling with addiction, you know, alcohol, prescription drugs. It's like, as soon as I was in that situation, I knew that this is what the album would be about. I just didn't know what point I was going to be ready to write about it, ready to talk about it. Behind most art is some darkness, as you know. And, you know, I found my slice of darkness to put back into my music, and so weirdly thankful for that. It sounds like it would make for a very dark, hopeless sounding album, but as you've heard it, it's not, you know. It's very positive. It's pride, and I just talk about it easily
because it's so authentic and it's so real to you, right? Let's hear another live track. Hallelujah is such a great song, and your vocal is incredible on it. But would you play that for us?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Matt Cardle in session.
Forces Radio. BFBS.
When I needed shelter, you were my shade. When I needed water, you made it rain. When I was calling, you came. You're the only killer. My heart is sinking down to the riverbed, 'cause you're here, oh yeah. Hallelujah. How did I get through before I knew you? Hallelujah. How did I get through?
Hey!
Forces Radio.
BFBS.
Matt Cardle. In session.
I want to take you back to the third record where you did a song with Mel C, Loving You.
Yeah.
Massive track.
Yeah.
The video caused lots of controversy.
It did. Yeah, yeah.
Kissing. How did that collaboration come about?
You know, it was just one of those things, really serendipitous. We were just playing the garden stage at Isle of Wight Festival. So we were both side of stage watching Star Sailor, and we got chatting, and then weirdly, about 5 months later, we were both next to each other in the crowd at X Factor. We kind of just clicked and we got on really well. And then I'd bumped into her again. I went to see The Bodyguard with Beverly Knight premiere. And then there's Mel again and we're chatting. And I just had this song that I'd written for the second album that I knew was going to be great. And then I just said, you know, like when you're asking for your ball back as a kid from the neighbour, like really scared, like really scared. My text to Mel was like, I was asking for my ball back, please. I was like, Mel, do you want to be on a song with me? No, stupid idea, don't worry about it. She was like, I'd love to, yeah, let's send it over. But it was all right.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't the Rihanna situation again, was it?
No.
But again, it did cause a bit of speculation in the press.
Yeah, we knew what we were doing.
It was all part of that. Because I was going to say, did you have a relationship with Sporty Spice?
No, mate. We were so close. No, she is just an incredible artist, an incredible friend. We were just so lucky to get to work together like that. It was just amazing. One of the highlights of my life. I truly believe that.
Leave your door open. I want to come over. The night is only young. I want to get under your body. You over, come undone. But why do we only give it up? Give it up in the dark. 'Cause I can't help thinking it's not enough. It's not enough for this heart. Who do you?
Listening to Forces Radio. Matt Cardle in session.
Is it fair to say the new album, Matt, is a lot different to anything anyone has ever heard from you before?
Yeah, absolutely. It's I've really got the chance to do something that I was allowed to do. You know, with the first album, I knew I had guidelines. I knew I had parameters that I had to work within. With this, there were no parameters whatsoever. We could just go do whatever we wanted to do. But I've really managed to express myself musically for the first time properly with this album. You know, it's an electro album at its core. There are still acoustic elements running through it. But, you know, I just know some of my long-term hardcore fans. I hope that they're going to take, you know, they seem to be taking to it so well.
Yeah. You work with Jim Elliot, fantastic producer.
Yeah.
Foxes, Ellie Goulding, James Morrison.
Yeah.
What was that like to work with him? Did he push you?
He really did, and do you know what? I don't feel like I pushed Jim, because I mean, I just let him go, you know, because a lot of the time you've got the label saying, again, you can do this, because we weren't with a label at the time.
Yeah.
I was like, just do whatever you want, Jim. So I wasn't pushing him, I was just letting him free. You know, imagine you could just do whatever you want with these tracks. And he's like, ah, oh, okay, wow. I mean, obviously, ultimate freedom sometimes makes it difficult because you don't have any guidelines to go by. But just getting to write with him and work with him in the first place was just such an honour. And his wife, Mima, beautiful couple, wonderful family, and a wonderful setting to write and to produce. And, you know, I spent the entire summer down in Hay on Wye, or the River Wye, should I say, just really feeling like I've gone away and created something, you know.
No doubt that there's going to be tours and all that, yes, sort of stuff. Yeah. What songs are you looking forward to most performing?
You know, I'm really looking forward to Hole in the Boat. You know that guitar solo is going to go on for about 25 minutes until people start leaving the auditorium.
I've got to say, right, everyone within the Royal Navy, you have to appreciate that, you know, our worst nightmare is a hole in the boat.
No.
So, I mean, it's such a great tune, though. What influenced that song?
The original lyric I had was Hole in the Bucket, right? Because of the syncopation of the hole in the bucket. And I was like, right. And then I was in the shower.
That's very MJ.
Yeah, exactly.
I can hear
and
that
I'm
on the record.
I'm always trying to get that kind of like, where's that skippy kind of vocal? Where can I get rhythmical with it? And I remember I was actually standing in the shower. My missus was brushing her teeth. I'm like, baby, I've got this. I think it might be absolute rubbish. Talking about a dying relationship. And then when the guys came that I wrote it with, we were really drawing on John Mayer, Dancing in a Burning Room. That was what I was like, come on, this is the kind of song we're going down. It's like, I haven't got much time left.
It's inevitable.
Yeah, it's exactly that. There's so little time, why waste it? You know, there's that whole like, we've probably got a matter of days, weeks left of this. So should we just enjoy it? Like, we're drowning, but we're in no rush. That's what it's saying.
Well, it's something that no one within the Royal Navy or the Armed Forces wants to hear.
But
we are going to play it because it's a great tune.
Thank you.
It was a crush. How did it ever lead to us? It was heaven, now you hurt to touch. It's so wildly complicated. We called it love, yet it brought out the worst of so little time, why waste it?
Why waste it?
Just hold me close, we're going down with this ship. We could have had it all, babe. We could. We should have seen the warnings. We should. If I could save us, darling, no, I would. And even if I tried, silence to start a fight, why break it? Hold me close, we're going down with this ship. We could have had it all, babe. We could. We should have seen the warnings. We should.
In session. BFBS.
Not only in the last 8 years have you won the X Factor, become a multi-platinum singer-songwriter, but also an award-winning West End actor. I heard a lovely story from a mutual mate of ours, and this is something that the Forces audience will absolutely love, that you cuffed it onto the West End. Cardle, Spin the Breeze.
Oh my God, Jay, like in true winging it fashion. You know, I mentioned Beverly earlier. She called me up and she was like, look, Matt, there's this part's come open in the show that I'm in. She's like, it is the lead part. You're never off stage. It's a full on role. And I'm like talking to her like, yeah, okay, yeah, sweet, sweet. Like I've acted before. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've told some pretty tall tales to girlfriends in the past because we all have to. And if you ask me, any trained actor would like crucify me for calling lying acting, but if you convince someone else of something that's not true, that's part of what acting is, surely. Correct me if I'm wrong, everybody will correct me because I'm wrong. Anyway, so I went down to see the show, fell in love with the show, fell in love with the role, and I said, look, if I can do it, I would love to do it. I didn't think for a billion years I could do it. And Tara Wilkinson, she kind of walked me through this whole thing. And I remember I first run through the script and the American accent. And I was like, look, Tara, I'm not fishing for compliments. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time or Beverly, anyone's time. Do you think this is something? She's like, no, I'm going to say right now, but let's just keep going. And we kept going. And I just, it worked out really well. Like, I don't know how it worked out really well. I got the award, and this is all stunt casting is a real thing, and I felt the entire industry going, yeah, you're going to come in and do this now, are you? I mean, no one can see my face, but you could see the kind of like, I dare you to step into that role. And you know, I felt that. I really did feel that.
You performed alongside Beverly Knight. She's a massive Forces favourite. She's been on the radio station so many times. But did she sort of teach you in many ways? Did she help you with the transition from your pop career into the musical theatre?
Yeah, no, absolutely. She was right there with me the whole way through. I mean, honestly, she in our first ever audition together, she was sat on the panel and there was a song called Music of My Soul. And it's where I walk into the bar and she's singing. And then I just clear everyone off the piano and I start singing and then Beverly joins in. And I'd heard her sing all my life growing up. It's Beverly Knight, for God's sake. You know, her singing full pelt 2.5 metres away from you is like someone's just, freaking me out thinking about it now. So I'm doing the song and I'm like, when I was a young boy, Beverly gets up from behind the desk. I'm like, no, I'm not ready for this. She starts singing. I just crumble. I'm like, I'm sorry. Stop. I was like, Beverly, you're going to warn me if you do that. And my God, she just melted me. I was just like, right. But then, honestly, mate, she walked me through that whole thing hand in hand and let go of it on the opening night. Like, mate, I believe in you. Go do it. Never been so scared in my life.
I know you love that. You'll be a whole lot of lonely if you don't learn how to act. Well, I know you're not crazy. Got someone else on the side. She only is a killer.
Matt, it's been so great to talk to you, but I've got some quick fire questions. If you were stuck on a warship,
yep.
All right, you had the ability to pick one meal, just one meal,
yep.
to live on, what would it be?
Oh, I'll go spaghetti bolognese as long as my mum's made it.
Ah, smashed it. Okay, if you were to jump in a RAF tornado mm-hmm. with one other artist to talk about a collaboration, who would it be?
Dave Gilmore, because he's a pilot. I think it's Dave, one of Pink Floyd. I think he's got a hurricane.
Yeah, I'll take that. Okay, deployment discs. If you had one song to take with you on a deployment,
right.
what one song would it be?
Slipknot.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm taking it, we're going, this like, it's action time, we're off type thing.
Okay, yeah, okay.
That, I mean, there's nothing to get me fired up more than that. Bulls on Parade, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, favourite colour, navy, green, red or light blue?
Green.
Going army. You yeah, love the army. This is great. What's your favourite song on this album?
This one.
Time to Be Alive. Come on, you've got one song.
Possibly Time to Be Alive.
Oh, title track.
Yeah. Because of what the album is about my recovery, my journey facing up to reality and you can't medicate from pain. You know, life is going to hurt. Life's going to throw all sorts at you. It's going to be good. It's going to be bad. You're a human being. You're feeling these feelings for a reason. You can't hide from the feelings. That's what Time to Be Alive is about. That's what the sentiment of this whole album is about. So yeah, that's the one for me.
If you've got a message for all your armed forces listeners all the way around the world right now, what would it be?
I mean, look, it would just be a huge thank you to each and every one of you for what you do for us all on a daily basis and you know, for each other. And just stay safe and get home when you can.
Matt Cardle, awesome. Thank you so much for coming to visit us. You're going to play us out, aren't you, with the first single?
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. My new album, Time to Be Alive, is out now. This is the first single from that. It's called Desire.
One love, one human. Tell me what I have to do. My focus, so fierce. The only way to see it through. One love, one human.
Thank you.
original music specials on digital radio, FM, and satellite TV in the UK.
Online and on air around the world.
This is Forces Radio. Forces Radio.